Looks like the clock is ticking down for TikTok in the U.S., but tell that to the 150 million Americans logging on. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino. TikTok's CEO Shou Chu heads to Congress tomorrow to defend the app, known for its viral dance videos and lip-syncing, against concerns it poses a national security threat. Pressure has been building from the White House and Congress to force the Chinese-owned company to sell or face a nationwide ban. And while TikTok and its parent company ByteDance have never been in more political hot water, over on the app, it's still all about viral pasta recipes and dogs demanding a cheese tax. Not a lot of paranoia about data privacy. Shannon McGregor is an assistant professor at University of North Carolina's School of Journalism and a social media researcher. She says the scrutiny TikTok is getting on Capitol Hill now, we've seen that before.
This happened with radio and television. This is not distinct to social media, but because of the very quick rise of especially Americans and especially young Americans using TikTok, we're seeing this sort of normal moral panic cycle play out.
And when we say TikTok has had a very quick rise, we're talking about 150 million Americans using TikTok on a monthly basis, according to the company. One of those is Heidi Kaluza. She talks about sustainability in fashion with her roughly 50,000 followers. And she says she gets the whole personal data issue, but
I've just been very aware of how my data has been used for a long time. And so whether it's our government or the Chinese government, they probably have access to it anyway, because there's really no way to opt out at this point.
Kaluza wonders why the concern now and why just with this company?
I don't want just like the, oh, big, dark, scary China is using your information. It's like, okay, well, how? Why would they be using it in that way?
Shannon McGregor says that's a common sentiment.
You know, when we look at like public opinion polls, like people are vaguely concerned, right, about how much data all these platforms have on us, but not to the point where they really want to take away their use of it or even the benefits that we get from it.
Ariana Tong is a lifestyle influencer with almost 120,000 followers on TikTok. She says she's more concerned about creators like her who rely on the app to make money.
All these people now have opportunities and capital and resources to, you know, have the life that they want. And creators are people, and they're now finally getting to pursue opportunities that they've never dreamed of.
So is there a way to ensure user safety on TikTok without booting the whole platform? Shannon McGregor says lawmakers could go a different direction.
Passing bills that allow independent researchers access to social media platform data so that we can answer these questions. You know, how much propaganda is there on TikTok? I don't know, but that's an empirical question.
We'll see how TikTok's CEO navigates questions himself when he appears on the Hill tomorrow. Rosie Hughes reported and produced this episode. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.